This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The world remains your oyster. You can achieve whatever you want. This is what you need to tell your children. It's what you need to believe for yourselves. But here's the deal. If you are if you are a person who grew up in the America that I know, it's going to take a lot of work. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I would love to tell you that it's going to be easy. Nothing is going to be easy anymore. Social media has made things easier, but difficult in the sense that we don't own it. We aren't the people who run it. The people who run it don't care about this country. I tried to start a group to, it's called TeaPartyCommunity.org to fight it. Years ago, I was relating this, I started that years ago, but I was relating a story the other night to friends of mine. I said, I started it with the idea of what I saw, what I knew was going to happen to us. And you couldn't get anybody to join, couldn't get anybody to pay attention. They were, well, Kevin, I don't know. I went to the Daily Caller, I went to Breitbart, I went to Western Journalism, all of them. I said, these guys are going to cut you off at the knees, and then they're going to squeeze your throat. And nobody believed me. Well, or maybe it's a little different. Maybe what it is with conservatives is we're all so full of ourselves. We all think we have the answers, that we should be the leaders, that we don't want to help other people get things going because we're afraid of losing our own power. It's funny, every time I tell conservatives, I say, we're our own worst enemies in many cases. They go, you're right, you're right. Everybody thinks they've got a better idea, a better mousetrap. I remember when I started TeaPartyCommunity.org, there was a friend of mine. I went to him. He was doing a ton of social media. Probably had 5 million people on Facebook. I mentioned it to him. And he goes, oh, that's a great idea. You want to sell it? And gave me some BS offer for it. And I went, no. And then he said he turned out he was going to try to do it. And I called him when I found out he was trying to do it. And I said, well, it's good you like my idea. But I said, let me save you some time and a lot of money. I said, it's not as easy as you think. And I said, it's going to be $250,000 just to get into the game. You'll be a half million to $1 million in, and you're going to realize that your platform doesn't work. It isn't going to do it. And he kind of chuckled and said, yeah, I just thought it was a good idea. But figured I'd do it on my own. And he gave me all kinds of excuses, and he tried it. And about $1 million in, he figured out he couldn't do it. But didn't have the ego to say, or I should say had too much ego, didn't have the humility to say, yeah, Kevin, I'll join you. Let's put this together for the greater good. See, I didn't build it with the idea that it was going to be for me and I was going to be the controller of the destiny of the conservative movement. I built it because I knew what we were going to face in our competitors, the left. And it's hard to believe that you have to think of the enemy, your competitor, your competition, as your fellow citizens. See, because all I want is what's best for the country. But if I have to go against them, to thwart them, I was willing to do it. And I'll be honest with you, put tons of money in, got a system that really works, and don't know if we're going to make this thing work the right way, because too many people are too set on what they want to do, what they believe is going to work. And there's yet to be one that's come around. I want you to understand, Facebook, Twitter, then Facebook goes out and buys Instagram and all these other things. And we've got so-and-so. They'll name one or two that aren't successful. I've got the one that is the most successful. Nobody mentions it. Do you think millions of people have come over? No. Do you think that we recognize the problem? Yes. What are we doing? Nothing. Daily, people getting kicked off. Laura Loomer gets kicked off of Twitter. Some other guy, he's a veteran, an Army Ranger veteran, paraplegic or something. No, double amputee. He gets kicked off of Twitter or Facebook or whatever. And people are outraged on Facebook and Twitter. They're going to go back all the time. So we continue to do the same things. We have these same habits that we don't want to break. And we know that we need to break them. But we don't do it. I'm relying on you guys to do it. I don't know how big this audience is. I never even try to measure. The reason is because it doesn't matter if it's only one person listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm going to talk to you for the time being. Until I finally reach a point where I go, what does it matter? Why bother? So anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255, kjradio.com. And go check out teapartycommunity.org. Join. And I know, it's not as vibrant. It doesn't have as many people over there as Facebook. And blah, blah, blah. Make it vibrant. Make it yours. Do it. One of my buddies asked me, he says, Kevin, how are we going to get this country back? He actually said, this was at dinner the other night. He goes, I don't know that we can win it. And I said, we can win it. Stop being a pessimist. I said, how do you think it happened? I said, you think we woke up one night and this world was like it was? Or you think there was a system in place? And he looked at me and I said, how do you think we're going to win it back? You think we're going to win it back overnight? You think you're going to wake up in the morning, it's going to be miraculous? Oh, look at us. Things are going great for us in America because we're now, it's conservative. Did you think we were going to wake up on November the 8th, 2016, and everything was going to be just automatically great? No. That was one little battle. It was a huge battle, but we won. And then we started winning battles. We started doing something we hadn't done in decades. We started winning incremental battles. Donald Trump did what he promised. That was a win. He started attacking Obamacare. He started talking about building the wall. He started protecting us in ways that you've never even seen. What do you mean, are we winning? Yeah, we're winning incrementally. We won. Oh, 2 years later, we lose the House. Congratulations to the left. We bolstered the Senate. We got more seats in the Senate. Right? So that's a win. And now we have incrementally more to do. We got to incrementally get him back as president. We incrementally got to win back the House, bolster more seats in the Senate, get more wins, and build a border wall. You know, keep your pressure down. That's what we have to do. When we come back, I want to talk about polling. It talks about the millennials. One of my buddies is a guy named Nick, and he runs a group called Flag, and they did a poll, and they found out that many of these youngsters don't like America. I wonder how that is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi folks, it's the holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I talked the other day about how the Democrats do things in a way that we wonder, how can we defeat them? You know, things just build up and build up and build up, and then suddenly we find ourselves behind the eight ball. So whether it's immigration, tax policy, foreign affairs, whatever, they get us into problems, and the problems get bigger and bigger and bigger because the Republicans don't really represent us. And then we find ourselves going, how do we fix it? How can you possibly fix immigration? And so these problems that have built up over decades, we can't solve overnight. And we're impatient because the problem is huge. Immigration is a problem, for example, is huge. Tax policy, it's huge. They incrementally increase your taxes, a percentage here, a half a point here, percentage here, a half a point, blah, blah, blah. And by the time you look at it, and Social Security is a good example, it started out at like 1 or 2%. Now it's 5.65%. And then it's double because the employer has to match it. And then they go, yeah, but we don't have any money. Social Security's broke. 11% of your money going into a program free to the government, and they can't keep up with it? And oh, there's too many people on it. What do you mean there's too many people on it? the majority of people don't even get it. I could go on. And so we've got, you know, when Donald Trump says we're going to adjust the border issue by going at it piecemeal, the Democrats say we got to solve the problem comprehensively. You know, we've got to take the entirety of the border. Nobody fixes a problem that way. If you have a financial problem in your home, you don't go, okay, well, we're just going to stop paying bills. You say, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to scale back on cable. Then we're going to scale back on going out and entertainment. And we're going to scale back on these things, and you slowly but surely fix it. Then maybe you go, now after we do all that, then we're going to go get a job, a part-time job, and we're going to augment our incomes. And you fix the problem, but you don't fix it overnight. Everything doesn't just happen overnight. We're going to get a part-time job. We're going to scale back all these different things because you know what? You can't just automatically cut something off. It's going to take you a month or two for it to get out of the cycle. It's going to take you a month or two before you can get a job, even if you can get that job, and on and on and on. But they act as if we can solve these problems instantaneously, and they want to solve them all at once because if by Donald Trump saying, wait a minute, don't you want comprehensive immigration reform? Yeah, okay. How do we start that? Give me the 10 things we need for comprehensive immigration reform. Put it on a list. Okay, here's list number one. We let nobody else in. Number one on the list. Number two, we then protect the border so it's almost impossible for anybody to get in. Then number three, we penalize employees who employ people who are here illegally. Number four, we address the situation of the people who are here illegally and give them a path to citizenship or whatever, but it does not include automatically becoming citizens. And whatever that list is, Donald Trump is beginning that. Has anybody even brought it up that this is the way you get what you supposedly want? No, they haven't, because here's the real trick to it all, folks. They don't want it. That's the key. They don't want it. And it can be frustrating to us because we're going, this is weird. You know, and then how do you change the hearts and minds of these other people who are being taught this as a methodology? And that's where we find ourselves today, is this is being taught. You know, not to think a problem through. And it drives me crazy as a person who's a thinker, and probably you as well. Anyway, there's a new poll conducted for the Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness. It's called FLAG. A friend of mine founded it, Nick. And he says a huge percentage of younger Americans are expressing their disdain for American ideals. Almost half believe America isn't great. 20% think the American flag is a sign of intolerance and hatred. 29% were okay with burning the American flag. It was conducted by the poll YouGov.com, surveyed 1,078 Americans under the age of 38. Disturbing findings, including the astonishing claim that 44% of respondents believed that Barack Obama had a bigger impact on the United States than George Washington, the man who led a revolution against Great Britain, presided over writing of the Constitution, served as the country's first president, took the historically unprecedented action of stepping down from leading his country to ensure a peaceful transition of power. Here's another part of the polling that was a bit disturbing. Younger Americans under 38, they call them Gen Z and millennials, are becoming unmoored from the institutions, knowledge, and spirit traditionally associated with American patriotism. Half of the people in the survey believe the United States is sexist, 50%, racist, 49%. 46% of younger Americans do not agree that America is the greatest country in the world. 38% of younger Americans do not agree that America has a history that we should be proud of. 14% say America was never a great country, and it never will be. 38% felt that America is more racist than other countries. Look, this is a litmus, and that's not the word I'm looking for. This is a recipe for how we change things. They're telling you. Because when you say to me, America is more racist than other countries, I immediately say to myself, let me prove you wrong. Let me show you. I talked about this when I spoke recently at the Horowitz, what do they call it? something weekend, reverberation weekend or whatever, but restoration weekend. I'm not belittling it because I loved it and I hope they invite me back. But, I mean, just the idea here that people think that this country's race. I mean, how about you travel? How about you get some experience before you just open your mouths? It's like Ocasio-Cortez being asked about Israel and comparing the Nazis, with the Jews to the Mexicans. People who were exterminated, I mean, to the Latinos, the Central Americans, people who were exterminated, who were escaping the Holocaust, where 6 million Jews were killed. That's just like the caravan. Gotta let them in. The same girl that goes, it's like the, the occupation of Palestine. Oh, you mean Judea? There's no such place as Palestine. And then, what occupation? Israel's got a swath of land that it's so little. It would be like a ranch in Texas, a 10,000-acre ranch in Texas. And everybody's complaining about how much land they have, and the so-called Palestinians are encroaching on that land, and they say, look at Israel being all mean, keeping their land. They got a smidgen of land. These people are crazy. And they're crazy because we have cancer centers in all these cities that make them crazy. Since 2001, Gallup has asked Americans how proud they are to be Americans in a sort of patriotic temper-taking. 5 possible responses. Not at all, only a little, moderately, very, and extremely. In 2001, 55% of Americans were extremely proud to be American. This year, the number of extremely proud Americans is at 52%, the lowest recorded so far. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just 3 of the thousands of 5-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, pled guilty earlier today to lying to Congress about a Russian real estate deal sought by then-candidate Mr. Trump in 2016. Former Deputy Attorney General John Yoo tells Fox News this news could be good or bad for President Trump.
This is a harm to the president, because if you look at what Michael Cohen's pled to, the likelihood that he's not going to serve any significant jail time for this, to me, this reads like the independent counsel, Robert Mueller, giving a reward to Michael Cohen for a lot of cooperation. On the upside for the president, even what Michael Cohen is pleading to here doesn't involve any kind of law-breaking by candidate Donald Trump during the primaries.
The president also tweeted that he's canceling his planned meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the G20 summit in Argentina. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/cyberweek. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A lot of things going on, folks. The Georgia Senate race is over. And guess what? We won. Woo! It's a mandate for Trump. If can he pull it off, blah, blah, blah. Will it be 52 to 48 or whatever the number is they have on the other side? Well, now it's 53 officially. We have essentially rhino-proofed the Senate. Because let me tell you something, Mitt Romney, if you think Mitt Romney is a conservative senator and he's going to play ball with the president, no, he's going to grandstand. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to KJRadio.com. And you can bet there are Democrats waiting to jump ship, because let me tell you something, the good news about this president, whether you hear it in the media or not, whether it has hit your gut or not, is he knows how to influence. That's critical. I talked the other day about Donald Trump's influence against this migration pact that the UN was trying to get set. Every country was on this migration pact. And if you aren't familiar with it and you missed that segment when I talked about it, it's essentially the UN saying that open borders and the ability to migrate to whatever country you want illegally is a human right. You should just be able to encroach on somebody else's land without worrying about it. So, for all intents and purposes, let's just take that out to the bitter end. Let's say Poland decides we all want to move into Russia. Russia has no say. Or, here's a better way. What if Russia says, you know what, we're going to send 1 million people, let's call them troops, into Poland, and Poland has no say over it because they're immigrants. They're seeking asylum. They just happen to be in boots and uniforms and have rifles. You could say nothing about it. Now, needless to say, the UN doesn't think about that. The UN doesn't go, I wonder if Russia might send, say, 1 million young men over into a country, infiltrate that country, then illegally ship arms to them or whatever and take it over. But it would be Polish citizens taking it over at that point. It wouldn't be the Russians. I'm just using food for thought here. So anyway, it got thwarted because Donald Trump stood firm and said, the United States will not participate in your nonsense. And then suddenly, other countries went, wait a minute, the United States isn't doing it. And they aren't even tied to the borders of some of these countries. In other words, we've got people coming in, you know, that are much closer geographically to us. Now, I know Mexico is one of our issues, but they got bigger problems over there in Europe. And so these European countries were going, wait a minute, we're not going to do this either. So Czechoslovakia and Slovakia and Israel and Poland and other countries went, we're not doing it. And the UN gets upset. But anyway, my point is, Donald Trump thwarted that. I was telling, so one of my, we have four adopted French sons, and was with one of them, and he says to me, he says, Kevin, he says, have you seen the ratings, the polls for Macron? And I said, yes. He's practically hated in France. This is a guy that was the good-looking Frenchman who went against Donald Trump. Remember, tried to do the hard handshake of Donald Trump and make himself look like he was somebody. And Trump just stood there, yeah, here you go, youngster. And now he's at 29% approval in France. You want to know the big issue? The big issue is taxes. People are tired of seeing their money go to people that aren't doing anything. Taxes. Trudeau, is he off any better off? He was the other one. Oh, the world loved Trudeau. Justin Trudeau and Emmanuel Macron, these two good-looking guys that were going to just change the world. Nobody. Where is he? Somebody go look. Google Justin Trudeau and tell me what you find. You're not going to find Mr. Popular. People can't stand him. They can't stand these unrealistic politicians, these frauds that believe in this leftism, can't back it up because it doesn't work. They're just sitting there going, who are these people? These policies don't work. Donald Trump is the reason the reason why their ratings are going down, not directly but indirectly. You want to know why? It's common sense, folks, but I'm going to help you. It's because the French and the Canadians are watching a real leader, somebody who has pride in being American. And they're going, what happened to Canadian pride? What happened to the French pride? It's gone. The French pride is gone. The Canadian pride is gone because everybody wants this new global thing. And they're saying, come in, don't assimilate, be whatever you want to be. Don't worry about our pride. And it's crushing them. Oh, my gosh. I'm just telling you, I so love having a real leader. Somebody that you can get behind and follow. And that's why, while I was in that protest in New York and everybody's afraid to say they were for Trump, I'm yelling out, I'm for Donald Trump. We're going to get that video out. The filming of it is really jumpy. One of my kids was doing it, but I'm just telling you, you're going to be, when is this audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, when are you going to express your pride for having a real leader in this country, somebody who's making a difference? And the reason why I bring up the worldwide difference is because I want you to understand, our media doesn't want to tell you the impact of Donald Trump around the world. It is impactful beyond belief. Oh, I know Donald Trump's going to have to deal with this Russian deal. He'll deal with it, trust me. He'll deal with it, and he's already said he's not going to go to the G20. He may not go to the G20 because of Putin, but it's not going to be that. It's not going to be him backing out of a meeting. It's going to be, how do I deal with this on the global scale? Because I don't know if you're aware of it. Russia is essentially taking these Ukraine or Crimean soldiers, and they took two ships. Because they want to close that strait. It was Crimean, if I'm not mistaken. And because they don't want Ukraine using that strait. They want to make international waters Russian waters. And so by taking the ship, they're saying, no, they were in Russian waters. And these guys are going, no, we weren't. We were in international waters. So it was a strong move by Putin, probably based on the fact the Democrats cheated and won the election, so they see that as Donald Trump getting diminished. But they're going to find out he's not as diminished as he says. Now, I think what Trump is going to say to him is this. He's going to say, you know what? Take all the territory you want. Do everything you want to do. But here's what's going to happen. Even when you finish that pipeline to Germany to start shipping your oil, I'm going to dump oil in Germany. Now, the idea there is Germany, we can't, Putin has implied that no matter how much oil you try to ship to Europe and the rest of the world, it's a fraction of what my pipeline will deliver, and it's technically true. But the United States has supplies of oil in many other places and, you know, around the world. You know, Shell and ExxonMobil are in Africa, you know, and various other places. So I don't know our supply line, so I can't speak to it specifically. But here's what I will tell you. Donald Trump will figure out a way to mitigate Russia's exports. A long time ago, we talked about Russia's dependence on oil and petroleum products as a part of their GDP. It's huge. So if Trump has a way to disrupt that, even if it's something where he says, okay, China, which I don't think he would work with China on this, but some other country, we're going to, you divert your oil from there. We will make sure that we replenish you. And we'll go from there. I can't speak to the supply chain because I haven't looked at it. But I'm going to tell you that that's what ultimately Trump is going to go to Russia and say, fine. Because the pipeline isn't built yet all the way to Germany, just so you're clear. But when they finish it, it will definitely open that up. But Germany's in a precarious position because why would you want to put all of your the petroleum needs in the hands of somebody that you consider to be a radical, you know, Russian? That would be Putin. So, and Trump alluded to that. But until he has a solution, he's going to have to figure things out. But in the long run, Putin's made a big mistake by doing this. And I don't know how Trump will get at him, but here's what I can tell you. I'm so happy that it's not Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton who has to address this issue. Because whatever they would do, Putin would be large and in charge. He would own probably half of the East when it was all said and done. Anyway, we got a ton more to go into because I want to cover immigration more and the looming government shutdown. And then criminal justice reform is a place where we can really make some headway with the Republican Party. And believe it or not, Tom Cotton doesn't like this First Step bill. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want to continue talking a little bit about Trump's influence from the previous segment because I think it's vitally important that we understand it. His influence worldwide has been tremendous, and I recap some of that. I'm happy that he's going to have to address this Russian situation. I'm glad Trump addressed the situation with China and North Korea by way of China. I'm glad that Trump is a person who negotiated our new trade agreements and addressed that situation. I'm glad he addressed the situation of this invasion from the caravan. And what influence did Donald Trump have in Mexico in and of itself could be a book. And let me tell you why. Because Obrador, Mexico's president, ran as an anti-Trump president. He did not like this man. And I could go find, you could just Google Obrador during the campaign. He actually said, we're going to send Mexicans into the United States to disrupt the economy, blah, blah, blah. Trump ignored him. Now, this is the very guy who issues a press release that says, the Mexican government supports our partner you know, our border partner, our North American trading partner and economic partner, whatever. And he says, we are going to help with the situation. They have been dealing with this. Let me put it to you this way. How do you think Mexico would have dealt with this issue of this invasion had Barack Obama been president or had Hillary Clinton been president? What do you think? Would the Mexicans be in Mexico? I mean, these caravan of invaders be in Mexico, or would they be here? Would they be crashing our border with Border Patrol throwing their hands up saying, we don't have enough resources, we can't, there's nothing we can do about it? Would the cameras then go into the mode of, oh, look at how tired and poor and sick and hungry they were as the Democrats staged everything along the border on our side, and then we let thousands of people come? Then would there not be other caravans on their way saying, we want the same thing, and on and on and on? Then we'd have this huge immigration debate that would go nowhere. Nobody would be talking about building a wall or comprehensive immigration reform. It would just be the humanitarian effort of the United States and how great we are. Does that sound somewhat familiar? That was Trump's influence. He turned around a potential enemy and made him into somebody that is looking at the United States' interest. The influence of Donald Trump worldwide is so understated, it's ridiculous. This media malpractice, they should be so ashamed of themselves. It's crazy, because if you put Obama in Trump's place, I swear to you, you would see these people recommending Trump for Nobel Peace Prizes, for Pulitzers, for Emmys and Tonys and Golden Globes and everything else. They wouldn't be able to say enough positive things about him. Look, Barack Obama, remember this speech where he promised to protect the border? He's doing it. And you know, he's telling these people where America's not going to be toyed with. They would be lauding this man. But I want to talk about what all that other influence has done. Bring it back to the country. What happened in the Congress over the past 2+ years? Many people said, I'm not running again. Many Republicans, a few Democrats said, I'm not running again. The gravy train is ending. When I tell you Donald Trump is draining the swamp, he's draining the swamp. He's showing the light of day on a lot of people, and they're going, you know what? It's over. I'm done. Now, you can look at the House and say, well, it cost him in the House. No, look, okay, fine. He lost. If you want to believe that it was legit, lost, fine. I don't believe that. I believe that the people of this country recognize that Donald Trump has done something miraculous in politics. He's actually representing the people. And the way that the Democrats are actually in their selling of the concept that they believe in the people and they want the people to, they are cheating. They don't care, man. They're making up fake ballots, anything they can to win. And that's how they're winning these races. And some of them are contested. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. In Arizona, Sinema is not officially the senator yet. They have not called the race. Go look online. Hasn't been called. They're looking at election irregularities because the numbers don't add up. Anyway, we're starting to get some semblance of truth back in politics. It's an incremental step, but a very necessary one. So Congress, this is being felt, the Trump effect. And here's what's interesting. There are people in Congress, and I'm going to talk about Republicans for a second, who were part of the Never Trumpers, the anti-Trumpers, didn't believe in him, etc. And these people have made wholesale flips. They have become Trump evangelists. I'm going to go off on an aside for just a second and talk to you about, I want you to pay attention to something when you listen to Trump. I noticed it, I don't know, about a year ago. And it's something that's obvious, but I didn't catch it right away. You know how politicians will give a political speech and they get their voice off, you know, and then we're going to go there and we're going to do this. Notice Trump doesn't do that. He talks to you. He's learned how to make it a little political, but it's still a guy speaking to people saying, look, they don't want you to win. They don't even want you to win. We're going to do some winning. And we're going to win big. We're going to win so much. He's having a conversation. And it doesn't feel like a rally. I don't know how to describe it, but I think when you watch it, you'll know what I'm talking about. And here's what it is. I figured it out. He doesn't have a political bone in his body. He's been forced to make the speeches a little more political. But here's another thing you'll notice about Trump's speeches. It's not a lot of clapping. It's people going, yeah, you know, and like chuckling and kind of, yeah, yeah. And then you'll hear a bunch of boos. If you were just to take his audio out and just look at clapping and boos, you'd think it was a speech of a guy who was getting derided by his audience. But what Trump does is very different in political speeches than most people. They look for the yays. Trump looks for the, oh, because here's what he'll say. You want me protecting the border? Yeah, the Democrats don't want to protect the border. They don't want to do it. They want to let these people in. I told them I wasn't going to let it happen. Yeah. I told them I was going to send the troops. I told them I was going to put up razor wire. I did it. And he'll clap for a bit. He'll go, but they don't want this for you. And it's funny to watch the how it rides up and down, but it's mostly the down. And he's criticizing the other side. He's not looking for the boo. I mean, for the yays. Like, yeah, we're going to do this. Yeah, we're going to do this. Yeah. He highlights the other side so geniusly. I mean, I was listening to this rally in Mississippi when he was, you know, trying to get the Senate in the senator, and it was just again miraculous to watch. So Trump's impact is in strange little clever ways, and he's impacting the world when it comes to how they feel about their countries and their culture and how much they want to cede of that to a single governing body. He's influencing Congress, particularly the Republicans. And believe it or not, there are Democrats who are going, I believe in this guy. They can't say it yet because they don't want to lose that money that the party system is set up where you got to have that funding. But they believe in him. And even though it's going to be tough to get them out of it, you'll see, you're going to see more defections, I'm telling you. And then the Republicans, the party of the Republicans, the Paul Ryans and those guys is over. It is done. We've seen the way the Republicans can really be, and we love it. But the real test of all of this is going to come from you. Because Trump is influencing society. Believe me, blacks are coming over for Trump. The millennials are coming over for Trump. Women are getting it. All these factions that the Democrats have set up, they get it. But you have to be the one that says, I'm going to bolster this. I can't emphasize this more important. I couldn't give you more clarity here, folks. You must stand firm. You must confront your relatives, your friends, your coworkers, etc., when they talk bad about Trump. You have to say, I love Trump. We have a politician who does what he says. He makes Obama look stupid because he was stupid. And I love Trump. And that's all you got to do. Be firm in your conviction of Trump. And by the way, that's if you do. I'm not telling you, you know, say whatever. I had friends that say, I still don't like his style. And I go, man, I don't give a crap about style. I'm so sick of, don't mitigate your love for his work. Don't mitigate it. Don't, well, you know, I do like the outcome, but I really wish he would. No, don't be wishy-washy. You either love the outcome or you don't. Somebody's going to build your house. Do you go, man, he built a spectacular house, but, you know, he was very difficult to deal with. I wasn't excited. Did you like it? Yeah, they recommend it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.